you might say, well, I believe I'm going to have to
fire him, let him go.
Or that the man might come back and tell him, well, just give me
my job back or give me a second chance.
Or let's say a man who always has a smile on his face, a pleasant word for everybody, mm-hmm. you might say, well, he sure seems to be in a good
mood.
Or a good
good mood. He needs to be in a good mood, or he is sure in a good frame of mind.
People used to call the ice cream man the good.
Good. I don't know. The good
humor man.
Good humor. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, what about if a boy left his best pen out on his desk, and when he got back, it was gone? He might say, well, looks like somebody
ripped me off. Stole my pen. Okay.
Or you might say, well, I'd forgotten about that, but now I
remember it.
Mm-hmm. Or, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
remember it.
If you wanted to get in touch with somebody without calling them on the telephone, you might
write them a letter.
And that verb, write.
Wrote, written.
And after you get finished writing them, you take an envelope and on the front of it, you
write their address, address the letter.
And you might say, well, I'd like to write him, but I just don't know his
address.
Or after you write the person, you would say, well, I expect to get
a reply.
Or a
letter back.
Or
note back.
Some of these, what we're doing, are question and
answers.
Let's say if Donald has learned how to whistle between his teeth or something like that, and you want to know where he got it, you might say, well, who
taught you that?
Or if, do children have a name for another child who always goes around telling on the other children?
Tattletale, tattletale, hang your britches on a nail.
What do telling gossip, are they different or do they mean the same thing?
They're different. Tells, when you go to tell something on somebody and expect them, that other person, to be punished for it. Mm-hmm. And gossip is malicious behind their back, not expecting punishment for it.
What about these things that grow around your house? You might pick some of them, put them in a vase.
Flowers?
And children, these things that they play with, you say they have a lot of
pretties, not toys.
What about if I have something that you needed right now, you'd say to me, what?
May I borrow that, or do
it? Or if it's urgent, you'd say,
let me have it.
Or
give it to me.
That word give, the past is
gave, given.
And the verb begin, the past is
began, begun.
And what about to run?
Ran, run. And come.
And see.
Saw, seen.
Or what about if the highway department's working on the roads and they just have, you say, well, you can't get through there. They've got the machine out there and the road's all
blocked, jammed.
Or let's say if your husband gives you a bracelet for a gift and you're just sitting there looking at it, he might say, well, don't just look at it. Go ahead and
put it on.
Or the verb to do, the past is
did, done.
Well, what about if you're just sitting there, you haven't opened your mouth, haven't said a thing. Somebody says, what did you say? He says, me? I said
nothing.
And he might say, oh, I thought you said
something.
What about if somebody asks you how long you've lived here in Dresden, you might say, why? I've
lived here all my life. Born, raised here.
In other words, I've
always lived here.
Or talking about